The film choices that pleased the crowds at the Cannes Film Festival include Caramel, a new film from Lebanon. And we have a review this morning from Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition critic Kenneth Turan.
Caramel opens with a shot of a flowing river of the syrupy liquid. But don't be fooled. In Beirut, caramel signifies more than sweetness. It's used as a depilatory in beauty salons, inflicting pain rather than causing pleasure. Caramel, co-written and directed by its star, Nadine Labaki, also cuts both ways. Caramel investigates the complications and contradictions of the romantic lives of five women who either work or hang out at a neighborhood beauty salon. First among equals is a salon owner played by Labaki, whose passionate affair with a married man starts to seem less and less glamorous. Using largely non-professional actors, Caramel casually submerges us in a world like our own, yet removed from it. The language may be different, but the joy these women feel when one of their own gets married is universal. The salon has seen spiffier days, but for the women it serves, it creates a community that sustains them when all else fails. Labaki has dedicated this film to my Beirut, and she is clearly enamored of this very complicated city. It's divided not only between Christian and Muslim neighborhoods, but also between the forces of tradition and modernity, between a desire to do as you please and a fear of going too far and offending unbending norms. Caramel has the tact and sophistication not to tie things up too tidily for any of its women. All these characters can count on, finally, is that they will be there for each other. The bonds between women, Caramel says, are the ones that last.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.